Eskimo Joe, Triple M, JJ, Brock's Greatest Hits, 4 to 7. Live this morning, Mackay Mitsubishi. Now get an unrivaled 10-year new car warranty across the range. 26 degrees in St. Helens Beach. We'll play in the nuts coming up very soon. $340 cash up for grabs today.
Well, you might be able to buy your kids' teachers some presents with that sort of cash.
Well, all the killjoys are saying, don't do it. It's class as bribery and all that sort of stuff.
I kind of understand that. And that's what came up with Luke Brown on the night shift. We spoke to him just before. But what, unfortunately, Brenda from Eaton has just dropped off the phone. She was actually saying, what about those kids that can't afford to buy presents? Mm. That's another good point. Do they get...
They frowned upon because they're not doing that. What do you reckon? 1-3-3-5-3. Should kids be buying presents for their school teachers? What do you think this morning? Give us a call.
Cheryl, good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, what do you think about this? Parents should be buying presents for teachers or what?
I have never.
Okay, right. Yep.
So I have one out of school and one still in high school, and never.
Do you think you're expected to, though? Like, a lot of people give the gifts for the teachers at the end of the year for saying a job well done for teaching our kids, but do you feel bad about it?
I don't get presents for going to the office every day.
Mm. You should.
Yeah, I should.
We should.
But I think it's become more and more, like, as the years go by, like, even now, it's more prevalent now than what it was when we all went to school. So I think it's something that's grown over the years. But, I don't know. I don't know if it's classes bribing.
I know, end of primary school, one of the teachers said, please do not buy me presents.
Yeah.
Donate to this charity.
Oh, that's
a
better
idea. Which I thought was a great idea, and it was a homeless for the homeless. So I thought that was great.
That's not a bad idea at all, actually.
I actually donated that here.
Yeah. But I think there's probably too much emphasis on what you could buy. Thanks for your call there. What you can buy, is it, is there a certain amount? Because I think they're saying the limit shouldn't be over $50.
That's right. That is the hard limit in New South Wales especially. Casey says she still gives a guess on Facebook, but it gets a bit much when you have 11 teachers to buy for. Oh, of course. High school.
I would probably be more inclined to buying for primary school, and then once they go to high school, I'm like, no.
That's a good point, yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Or just your favourite teachers.
And none of them were favourite.
Well, for me it was. Every teacher at school was my favourite.
Really?
Yeah, I'm friends with them all on Facebook now.
See, this is how we...
And they still correct me. The other day I got something wrong on my Facebook page and she inboxed me, she said you spelt something wrong. I'm like, damn it.
What was her name?
Belinda Bulky.
Belinda, you're not actually getting a present this year. Sorry.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays, 12 minutes to 7.
Making sure the kids in our neighbourhood wake up with a gift on Christmas.